of Biafra cannot stop Biafra. Rather, giving us more courage to possess our fatherland. Long live the Republic of Biafra. Come on!
Nigerian police are killing Biafrans. Nigerian soldiers are burning their homes. Nigerian police are killing Biafrans. Nigerian soldiers are burning their homes. Please, United Nations, I look into this. United Nations, I look into this. Please, United Nations, I look into this. Make them stop the killing of women, dear friends. August 2006, they kill innocent people, children of Biafrans. When they have been meeting at Aba, they kill innocent people, children of Biafrans. In June 2006, they kill innocent people, children of Biafrans. The genocide at Onitsha, they kill innocent people, children of Biafrans.
Unequivocally, this is another session, of course, live broadcast from London and reaching the ends of the air. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast, and we are, of course, officially ushering in another incisive session, another segment dealing and dealing with on-the-spot situation in Biafra land, with respect to the mega protest that has been sweeping the land. Of course, it is very important that we remind ourselves that we know what we want, but indeed we do not know where this is taking us to, because they have provoked us, because they have killed our people, because they have continued to subjugate us to all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment. They are killing our people. They are killing the people of Biafra, and we are demonstrating the fact that we have the right to defend ourselves and that we have the right to resistance. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast with one on-the-spot assessment, on-the-spot report of what is happening in Biafra land right now, and the whole world is listening. This is a very special broadcast once again on this day, the 8th of November 2015, the day on which the Nigerian government, the Nigerian Modular Security Agents, led by Buhari, has continued to kill the Biafran people, have continued to sniff life out of us, have continued to, of course, trample on our right, on our collective right to resistance, on our freedom of expression, on our freedom of association. And we are asking the world to take note, because we have every moral and legal justification to do what we are doing. We are, of course, reminded of the fact that the international law supports this action, the right of indigenous people of Biafra to self-determination. And that singular reference in international law sphere remains the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People, and indeed, which is, of course, made in 2007 and ably and without any argument, without any reservation, adopted by the African Union. In this case, all members of the African Union, all states in the African Union have transposed this into their national law, including the contraption called Nigeria. Today we are a people on the verge of extinction. The people of Biafra are on the verge of extinction, and the murderous House of Fulani oligarchy are the people presiding over our land. They are occupying us. We are under occupation, and we are asking the world to take notice, because we are a people singled out for extermination. The genocidal orgy of violence is unimaginable. The genocidal orgy of violence against us is a well-hatched, a well-planned and detailed vicious attacks on our people for decades, and the world has looked the other way. We remind you that the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, is still in the enemy camp, and Buhari and his men are holding him, torturing him, giving him all the things he doesn't want to take, forcing him to eat what he doesn't want to eat, forcing him to drink what he doesn't want to drink, and indeed stopping his family members, stopping his lawyers, stopping his associates and loved ones from, of course, having access to him. And we are asking the world to take notice once again. It is very important as well that we reiterate the fact that the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, has been granted bail under stringent conditions, and he has as well been ordered to be seen and be released. The stringent bail condition has long been meted by the IPOB in Jabura Biafra and his lawyers, and Buhari is now detaining him extrajudicially and on the wings and caprices of the DSS. And this is an executive lawlessness. This is the executive arm of government in a democratic setting, flouting the court orders. And we are saying that since the society is lawless, since Buhari cannot obey court order, then there is nothing to expect from him other than what he is, a dictator in civilian uniform. We must not forget to hand over these proceedings into the hands of God Almighty himself, who is the author and finisher of this project, and indeed the author and finisher of our lives. We ask him to come and take charge and control, and put words into our mouths that we will speak forth his words according to his ordinances. We ask you, O God, to hasten and save us. Come quickly to help us, O Lord. May those who seek our lives be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire our ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to us, aha, aha, turn back because of their shame. But may all the Biafran people who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation always say, let God be exalted. Yet we are poor and needy at this auspicious time in history, at this time of need, in this moment of need. We need, Father, your protection, your glory to descend upon your people, that our enemies, that the people who are looking, of course, and expecting us to be exterminated, to be wiped out of the face of this earth, will, of course, marvel at your glory. May those who love your salvation always say, let God be exalted. Once again, we are in need and we ask you to come quickly to us, O God. You are our help and our deliverer, O Lord, do not delay. Because you have set us apart as your people, and because you have made the promise to us that you will never forget us nor forsake us, and that anything we ask for in your name, that you do it for us. In total submission to your will, to your ordinances, we ask you to come and take charge and control over the proceedings, over things that concerns us. Do not keep silent, do not keep quiet over things that are concerning us at this particular point in time, over things that are, of course, pressing us at this particular point in time, which is the salvation and total liberation of the Biafran people and indeed the land of Biafra, and the liberation from shackles of oppression, shackles of injustice, shackles of marginalization, shackles of slavery and servitude, shackles of torture of the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, and indeed all of that Biafrans who are being incarcerated in different secret cells across the Nigerian Federation. Time is now for our liberation. We are on the streets. We are marching on the streets, asking the people of like mind to join the Biafran people. We ask every policeman, every army man in Nigerian uniform to drop that uniform and join the people of Biafra in defense of their fatherland. Because this is, in fact, a rare opportunity. This is a rare time that we need to come together. We ask you, people from Igbo land, Izobo, Ezon, Ishekiri, Anang, all of you, wherever you are, join this march to liberation. Join this march and we will all be liberated. If you remain on your own, of course, you are going to be extinct in no distant time. The murderous House of Fulani agents have laid siege on Biafra land and they are not letting go unless you stand up and challenge the status quo. We remind everyone that as you move along the street, do not move alone. You must move in groups and in their large numbers. That is your strength. And as you are doing it, as you go along, you must take pictures and videos of all the murderous security agents, the police, the navy, the army, and even the vigilante, who are, of course, molesting the Biafran people. Send it to us, because that forms, and that indeed will form, the library of evidence we are building against them. Once again, we want to remind you that the International Criminal Court is aware of the developing sad events in Biafra land and indeed in other parts of the Zuko Nigeria. We are asking you to remain resolute. We are asking you to remain committed. We are asking you to reapply yourself totally and unadulteratedly towards the quest for the restoration of Biafra. The road might be convoluted, it might be long, it might be tortuous, but in the end, we will be victorious. The spirit of Biafra will prevail. Because Nigeria has mothered sleep, because one Nigeria means subjugation to slavery of the Biafran people, because one Nigeria means the shedding of Biafran blood, Nigeria will never know peace. And what is happening to Nigeria today is nothing else other than that nemesis is catching up with that abominable contraption. And the reason is that the spirits, the souls of innocent Biafran men, women and children, in their millions wasted by Nigerian murderers, security agents, are asking for vengeance. And Nigeria will never know peace. Nigerians will never know peace until Nigeria collapses and dismembers, and from its ashes will, of course, emerge the original owners of the land, among whom are Biafrans. We ask God Almighty for these reasons and other things that he sees in the open and in secret, to grant the people of Biafra their heart's desire. that the people of God, we live in the land of their inheritance. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast with one on the spot assessment of what is happening in Biafra land at the moment. We want you to call +447 405 964146, +447 405 964146. That way we get on the spot account of what is happening. This is Radio Biafra once more, and we urge you to remain resolute. My name is Uchem Efo, and I am the deputy leader of Indigenous People of Biafra. And by the grace of God, we are going to be here until Biafra is restored. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hello, what is your name and where are you calling from? What is happening where you are? They are not talking, and we will take another call. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Tell us what is happening, where you are at the moment, please.
They are not talking, and we will take another call. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Give us what is happening, where you are. We are taking another call. We don't have time to waste this time around. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Call on the phone, your name, and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Can't you hear me? What is your name and what is happening where you are, please?
Pastor Wilfred Chukwudi.
Yes, good morning.
I'm calling from Onitsha.
Right, go ahead, please.
We are at Abo. Last time, and when we saw the thing, how it happened, when the policemen came, we ran it around with other pastors, and we really prayed. And I'm here to announce to you that God really answered our prayers. It was that really prayer that turned the policemen, instead of them to pursue us, they followed us. We traveled, both of them, the younger one among us, I'm reports from them because I'm one of the contestants here in Onitsha. So they are telling me actually what is happening, and I thank God for really this process. And as I'm talking to you, we are still on our knees. So God is in the whole glory.
Yes, what is happening now? What is happening where you are at the moment?
Okay, I'm not with them now. I'm praying in Onitsha, but they told me that they are marching at Enugu. They have shifted to Enugu from Onitsha, from Oka to Enugu. They arrived yesterday evening, but now this morning, they have told me that they are marching on. They are everywhere in Enugu now.
Yes, thank you very much.
So I think they will send report more.
Yes, thank you very much for that.
I thank God for what is happening. God is really taking control. The project is in the hand of God, and it's taking care of it. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And God bless. Call on the phone, your name and where you are. Give us on the spot assessment of what is happening where you are. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Yeah. Sir, I'm from the phone. God bless you, sir.
Good morning from here.
Yeah, this is Pastor Mambo.
Yes,
I'm calling from Akara, sir.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm very happy for what you are doing. May God bless you.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. What is happening? In fact, I am very happy. When I called, we are praying. We are the pastors. We are praying things. And the success we are recording, God is doing it because we are praying, the pastors are praying, there are other people that are praying also.
Yes.
And the information I'm getting from the people in the field that we move now is that they are in millions. Not only that they are in millions, that zero is clear for them. There is no problem. that they are raising the flags of Biafra everywhere in Enugu, and as they are marching, people are coming out to join them. It's a very good thing. In fact, God has started answering our prayers. May God bless you and bless all the principal officers in Jesus' name.
Amen. You say, thank you very much. Thank you, and keep on keeping on. Thank you. They call out on the phone your name and where you are. Can you hear me? They call on the phone.
Hello?
Yes, hello. What is your name and what is happening where you are, please?
Good morning, sir. I'm Oduan David by name from Akwaibo State, but right now I'm calling from Ibocha River State here.
Yes, thank you very much. Go ahead, please.
So, I'm very appreciate what the people are doing, but I pray that the Tuku Abiyama should give you people more strength. And
hello, it appears your credit is finished. Thank you very much. Of course, our brother from Akwa Ibom. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Your credit is finished. Thank you very much. Of course.
Please, can you turn the radio off or move away from it?
The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
This is terrible. The next caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Give us on the spot assessment of what is happening, please. The number to call remains +447 405 964146, +447 405 964146. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast, and the time now is 27 minutes to 11 here in London, and it is 27 minutes to 12 in Biafra land. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Yes, hello. Yes, thank you very much. What is happening there?
Nothing is happening. I just want to thank God for how He prepared us yesterday for our prayer. My brother, I said, thank you so much for what you are doing for people of the earth. May God give you more strength to stop walking.
Thank you very much. Call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Good day, my director.
Good morning from here.
My name is Chidi. My name is Chidi Mbemene. I'm calling from Ugocha, I'm from Imo State, Imoji, the local government, Biafra land.
Yes, thank you very much.
I thank God for.
Hello? I'm not sure what is happening. We'll take another call. Your name and where you are, please.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. What is your name and where are you calling from, please?
My name is Chigi Oke, calling from Iguacha.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Is this Radio Biafra? I'm just calling for the first time.
This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead and say what you want to say, please.
Please, nothing is happening at Elelewa here. And I've gone to places that we used to meet, and there is nobody that I saw. And I have called many of my friends, and they told me that the protest has been postponed.
Who said that?
I mean,
who said that?
One of my friends, one of member of IPOB.
I'm not sure that person is a part of us, because it is very ridiculous. The protest continues. There is no end in sight as at yet. If Iguacha family are not up to it, they should close down. It's as simple as that. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, hello. What is your name and where you're calling from? There is noise in the background. Move away from the radio, please.
Okay, hello, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning. Yes. My name is Gerard David. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling from Igota, from Andenu, where the precisely university. I'm very grateful to God Almighty for the good work you are doing for us. Despite the absence of our director, Nambi Kanu, I thank God for the spirit that he installed in you. I believe wholeheartedly that our country will be restored in very soon. And in no distant time, we will see our director. We pray earnestly, even on this our period of fasting, we still commit our Biafran into the hands of the Almighty God. And I believe that God Almighty, who made us to be alive to this moment, I also thank God that even on our rally day that facing challenges, we believe that what I do, that nothing good comes easily, but I still believe in the thought, and it's good to see us too. I thank you personally because the effort you are putting, that God is the secret of your strength, and is giving you the strength. And I believe that the end of everything, that all their friends, they are going to smile. Thank you, sir, and God bless you. God bless your family. God bless families of IPAB. I am an IPAB member, Pipeline World 1. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Yes, thank you very much. But I don't know what is happening. What are you people doing there? You have to come on the street. It's as simple as that. The protest continues. Igwecha family should wake up, please.
Exactly.
The coordinators should do their work. And I am not happy about what you are reporting here. Thank you very much. Caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Yushi, good morning.
Good morning. What is your name and what is happening where you are?
This is Mecca Mozi Chimeziri. Right now.
Hello? Hello? I don't know what is happening. You have to call us back. I don't know. I can't hear your voice again. I don't know what is happening. Call on the phone your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello, my name is Mabasande.
Yes, where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ugocha.
Go ahead, please.
I'm calling from Ugocha.
Go ahead.
Nothing happened at Ugocha. There are no coordinator. All the coordinator. We are calling them. Do no one want to come back? All the boys are outside. They are waiting for coordinators. They don't want to come back. They are hiding.
Yes, if the coordinators are not there, organize yourselves there, please. Organize yourselves and move in group, please. If the coordinators are not there, we are going to look into what is happening there, please.
Please wake them up, please. Call them and wake them up because they have you will have their numbers. Call them and wake them up, please.
Thank you very much. We are going to, I am, of course, sending this message to the Biafraland National Coordinator and all his officers to make sure that Igwecha is put in the right frame of mind, that the people there, the family there, are waking up. Thank you very much. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. They are not listening. Give us your name and on the spot of what is happening where you are, please.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello? Hello?
Next caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
This is terrible. The next caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello, good morning, sir. morning, sir.
Yes, good morning. Where are you at the moment and what is your name?
I'm calling from Lagos, sir.
Yes. What is your name? What is your name?
Okay, my name is Jomo Taiki. I'm calling from Lagos, sir.
Thank you. Go ahead.
My name is Jomo Taiki.
Yes, go ahead.
Nothing is happening to Igwaka now, because we are outside waiting, but we are not seeing anybody. Nothing is happening to Igwaka.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Can you listen? I don't like these stories of woes. Story of war, as the case may be. I don't like it. If nothing is happening in Igwaka, you as a person and other people calling and complaining should start doing something. It's as simple as that. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast. We want people who will energize us and not people who are not ready to do anything. If you are tired, you go and sleep. Don't call this radio station again, please. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast. Next caller on the line, your name and where you are, please. Call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Can you move away from where you are? There is too much noise. What is happening? This is Radio Biafra. Live broadcast is on a recorded one. The number to call remains plus 447-405-964-146.
One piece, man. And stand up to them that believe. Oh, you, man. Stand up for your rights. Stand up. Tell them you don't want to be a slave no more. No. It's them to take your rights. Here today, stand up. Chukwuebuka ma will be a backbone today. Yeah. It's time to take your benefits. Your money. God bless it and name to all our heroes, our great fathers and mothers who fought for our freedom. Blessed memory. I also want to say thank you to our late president.
When everybody ma taga bataga mu ma city, I be obvious in the guana tazi haka kiddy. When them batas on the street, them are rocking their body. I be obvious, freedom, that's what we stand for. Freedom, I be obvious, freedom, that's what we aim for. Freedom, I be
obvious. We've gone around the world, then we battle our city. We're back here to fight and guard our city. Die for something is better than die for nothing. When we say we're gonna fall, so they say we are joking. We are wetter than white and wetter than snow. I hope everybody knows where come this flow. A nation is gonna fall and a nation gonna grow. We are faster body than we can ever be slow. We the fearless Biafra niggas. We the defeat the careless Nigerian soldier. Don't run to London, don't run to Hong Kong. Send the black man and declare my freedom. Cause I'm gonna put a trigger and fire your bumbo. In Biafra, man, I'm a hard call. Everybody ready to find the war to the call. When we march upon me, the zoo is gonna fall. I'm a god of my city. When everybody my tag about I go move my city. I be obvious in the guana, tossing her kakidi. When them batters on the street, them are rocking their body. I be obi, freedom, that's what we stand for. Freedom, I be obi, freedom, that's what we aim for. Freedom.
Ye who walketh with the Lord shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Anything he does will work according to God's plan. And so shall it be for you today. In the name of Jesus.
Makonye yanachia sonelua Ezeku has given. There's a choice we make, preserving now or never. It should make a better day, just you and me. We are the world, we are Biafra.
Igbo Kwelu,
all hell Biafrans.
Ewe taramu na ozi oma, na kwa ozi nwere onwe. Ozi a na-akọwa na ọ bụ Chukwu Okike Abiama ga-enye Biafra nwere onwe. Emeghị m ya maka iji mee ka mmadụ mee mkpọtụ. Ka m emere m ya n'ụdị iji jikọọ mmụọ ndị Biafra ọnụ, ka ha mata na e nwere ebe anyị si wee bịa. Ka ụmụ Biafra mata na ọ bụ Chineke ga-enye anyị nwere onwe. Onye ọbụla na-agba mbọ ka Biafra ghara inwe isi, Chukwu Okike Abiama ga-adịcha onye ahụ anya n'ọgwụ ije.
This is still Radio Biafra live broadcast, and this is a live broadcast. This is a live coverage of events in Biafra land. For those who are, of course, spreading rumor that the protests have stopped, it is not true. The protest continues for the foreseeable future. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast. All IPOB families in Biafra land must take it upon themselves that the protest continues until our leader Nnamdi Kanu is released, and indeed all other Biafrans being held across secret cells in the contraption called Nigeria. And we urge all individuals and groups to come, of course, and render some help financially and otherwise. The protesters need food, they need water, they need drinks and all that. And one important thing is also very clear here. You must be wary of what you drink and what you eat, because some enemies can put in something in the food. And so we want the food to come from a reliable source. We want all IPOB family members to be vigilant. We want on the spot account of what is happening in Biafra land at the moment. The protest continues, and we must not be wary. You must energize yourselves. You must be fearless before your enemies. We must rededicate ourselves to the clarion call to the project Restoration Biafra, because the journey has just begun. This is a project that is more spiritual than physical, and as such is ordained by God Almighty himself. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello?
Yes, hello? Yes, hello.
Yeah, this is Emeka Moses Chimezi calling from Port Harcourt. The protest has started. We are on right away. We are heading to airport base. To everybody in Ugwacha who has not joined the protest, to be ready right away to join us right now. We are marching in freedom. We are also walking, and we are ready for anything that is about to happen. And we are moving like a moving train. Nothing can stop us.
Thank you.
Because everybody that's moving on a moving train, anything that comes across of the road, any train that is moving will be crushed. So anybody who has not joined the protest should be ready to join the protest right now. We are now at Air Force. We are now at Air Force. We are approaching Air Force Base. So wherever you are in Port Harcourt that wants to join the protest, people should not be in their houses and say nothing is happening in Wokota.
Exactly.
This is a Mecca Moses Chimezri speaking from Port Harcourt. You will not be in your bedroom and you say nothing is happening in Port Harcourt. Something is going on. Something heavy is moving
people
on.
Are terrible,
people
no?
are staying and walking. So let them join us right away. From here, we are moving to Government House. From Government House, we proceed to Agri Road. From Agri Road, we proceed to Borokiri. So people from my one, people from my two, people from my three should join us at Azikiwe Road. So wherever they are, let them come and join us right now. We are on. We are on, and there is a lot of crowd here. So they should join us. They should not be in their bedroom and say nothing is happening in Port Harcourt. Something is going on. The Biafrans, the IPOB members are ready. We are marching. We are moving. So they should join us right away. Thank you. I will be communicating with you any moment from now.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Somebody wants to speak with you. Hold on. Uche, somebody wants to speak with you.
Go ahead, please.
My name is Anthony Okoro. Everybody know me. I am from Oginiba. The train is on the move. Nothing is happening. Everybody is marching on. Anybody sitting inside his bedroom and say nothing is happening, that person is a saboteur.
Exactly.
The train is on his way.
I am led to believe.
And we are our brothers, many brothers, as we are moving, they are joining. The crowd is too much. I said, the crowd is too much. Nothing ever will stop us.
Yes.
Even the security people that are moving at our front, they are just escorting us, but nothing is happening. Nobody is afraid of anything. We are moving on. Thank you, my brother. May God bless you. Bless all IPOB members in the name of Yahushua.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And you must take video and picture as evidence of this march, please. You must take video and pictures of what is happening around you. It is very critical. If you miss it, then it will have been that the protest today has come to nothing. That is the evidence to show that you have marched and that we are moving. Thank you very much. Thank you. Igwecha is on, and we enjoin all IPOB family members to join the protest. They are now approaching Bori Camp or Air Force Base, I think. Air Force Base, not Bori Camp, please. Air Force Base. You must join the protest if you are truly an IPOB family member, and to protest the continued illegal detention of the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, and indeed the continued massacring of Biafrans across different places in the contraption called Nigeria. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We want on the spot account. We don't want you to call this station right now when you are in your room, when you are in bedroom, and you'll be saying what you don't understand. The protest is on, and we want on the spot account. Call on the phone, your name and where you are. They are not talking. We take another call. They call on the phone. Give us your name and where you are. You are speaking.
Hello?
Go ahead. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Okay. My name is Odeke Chidi in Germany. I'm from Umudi, the local government.
Yes.
So I want to use this opportunity, Deputy Director, to thank you people. You people are born and look at work from Biafra worldwide. You don't have anything to give me, but we are praying for you people. When you continue to bless you people, certain people, bless your family, and when you give you people wisdom to continue, we are taking over the whole place. Nigeria government, we are friends. We are friends already. So people who are here are taking control. We are progressing. Long live Biafra. Long live IPOB worldwide.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead and do your good work. God bless you people.
Thank you, and God bless. And try and join the protest as well. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. caller on the phone, give us on the spot account of what is happening where you are, and indeed your name. They are not listening. We will take another call. They call on the phone, your name, and where you are. I don't like people calling and not talking, and indeed I will not take any more calls in that direction. Give us your name and where you are, please. Good afternoon, welcome to the program. Give us your name and where you are, and indeed what is happening on at that particular spot where you are at the moment. Thank you.
My name is Chinwendu, I'm calling from Iwete.
Yes, thank you. Go ahead. She's not talking again. I don't understand what is going on there. The next caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please. This is unbelievable. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are? Yes, thank you very much. What is happening? Hello? Where you are? What is happening there?
Okay, yesterday I went to Opa yesterday night. Then our people were talking about it. I didn't know too much. There is my director at Opa yesterday night. So I want to know where they are exactly. I'm calling you for Monica.
Yes.
I want to know where our people are so that I can tell them. I say I'm still in Opa.
Yeah, they are listening and you will hear them very soon. I can imagine if you were at Oka, they are, but the information I got is that they are close to Enugu at the moment, but it needs to be confirmed. Yeah, the information I got earlier was that they were moving towards Enugu, so you need to look around and take it from there.
Okay, thank you.
They call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Yeah, I'm Chinedu Emelvo here. I'm calling from Ibocha.
Thank you very much. Have you joined the protest?
I'm trying to. The guy that called you before, he said the protest. Hello?
They are near Air Force Base. As far as he said, as far as I can.
Where they are now? Hello?
It appears they are not listening. They are close to Air Force Base.
Okay, they are close to Air Force Base now.
Yes, you have to go to that
side. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to join them. I'm going to join them now.
Thank you very much. Everybody, all IPOB family members must join this protest, or I don't know what you call yourself. Please remain fearless before your enemies and your oppressors.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
And take some pictures. Yes, yeah.
Yes, pictures, videos, very important. Thank you.
Thank you.
Call on the phone your name and where you are. Yes, please turn down the radio or turn it off or move away from it.
Hello, sir.
Yes, I'm hearing you.
This is Mr. Kenneth at Nebu.
Yes, where are
you?
Yeah,
I want to thank you very much for what you are doing for us, for bringing us together, making us know that we are the same. Yeah.
Yes.
We started from a distance day before yesterday, and I ended at Concord to go and visit my people. So I am to go back to anything. I had that I've crossed soccer and entered to anything. So I went to a wedding of my.
Yes, that's fine. So try
I'm trying
and
to go and join them.
Yes, try and join them.
So God will help us. God has already helped us. We have achieved our goal. God bless you. Continue, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Go ahead, please. Thank you very much.
This is
Radio Biafra live broadcast. We are live, we are direct. What we are demonstrating to the world and indeed the Nigerian government and their contrapt security agencies is what is called civility. The indigenous people of Biafra are the people who have, of course, schooled themselves in observance of the rule of law. We are law-abiding people. We have not killed anybody. We have not done anything untoward. We have not broken any law. We are only exercising our right to existence, our right to life, our right to freedom of expression, freedom of speech, and of assembly. And that is the only thing we are doing. The Nigerian government must take note, and the international community is watching. We are here and we are everywhere as well. The protest continues around the world and indeed in Biafra land. It is going to go on for the foreseeable future, and we enjoin everybody to join. If you cannot join, give support financially or in kind to support those on the ground. What we are doing here is, of course, a symbolic one indeed, in the sense that after all this period, the Nigerian government, we understand that people have right to free, to freedom of association, to freedom of speech, and we are paying a price for it. All those people who are in positions of authority and who have kept mood over all the atrocities, over all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment being meted against ordinary people in that contraption, must pay a price for it. You must stand up now and be counted. You must stand up now and be counted. Use your position, use your offices to speak against evil. Stand up against evil, because it will not help you. As you can see, no matter the level of intimidation, the level of blackmail, the level of soft outreach from the Nigerian government, the indigenous people of Biafra are marching forward. We are here to demonstrate the fact that the result behind this effort is unparalleled and cannot be quenched. The spirit of Biafra cannot be suffocated. In the end, no matter what you do, the spirit of Biafra will prevail and Biafra will be restored. Call on the phone your name and where you are.
My name is Joseph Emi Ovoke. I'm in Igwe Chan, but I am from Ebonyi State. I'm in the local government area of Ebonyi State. But our coordinators are not giving us courage at all.
I can't take this. What are you doing as a human being?
Yeah, I'm going to enforce this the way they are now.
Yes, then but forget about the coordinators. Forget about them. Go and do what you are told to do. I've given instruction on what you need to do. If the coordinators are not there, okay, organize yourself. Forget about them,
okay,
and
sir,
go and do what you are told to do, please. Thank you very much.
No problem. Our job code is first.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you for the information. We are going to look into what is happening there in Igwacha. Thank you.
Okay, we are going there now. I'm a black from there. So we are going together with you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, fine.
Call on the phone your name and where you are on the spot account, please. What is happening where you are? What is happening where you are? There is so much noise there in the background.
Hello? I'm calling from Enugu.
Yes, what is happening in Enugu? What is happening at Enugu now? What is happening where you are?
Yes, I just came back to my house to eat and do that. We are finished going to my house and we are now heading to Abolition Ministry because where our father is not talking in speaking. Where our father Mbaka is not talking well, he's just speaking against the actual. He said that the other is doing well. So all of us is marching to Abolition Ground to let them know that it is evil that they are doing there. That's where we are going now. they are heading to adoration, they have just come back to the city to feed, and I'll still bring them back to
Yes, I want to sign this warning. As you are going to adoration ground, please organize yourselves. Do not do something that is extraordinary. Don't destroy anything. Don't fight anybody. Organize yourselves. You must show. Yeah, you must lead by example. I don't know the leaders of this protest in Enugu. Do not do anything at adoration ground.
No.
The people there are people, please.
Yes, now, I'm not saying my name is K.K. John from Ebede in the local government. The enemy is calm. We are doing the purpose in a fixed manner.
Thank you very much. It is very important that people understand this.
Okay.
Thank you, and keep on keeping on. And call us from time to time and take videos. Take pictures of what is going on. I am now going to the line, of course. I'm joined by Barrister Mamizu. So I hope the line is okay. Let us see. Barrister, can you hear me?
Good morning, Richard.
Barrister, good morning. Welcome to the program.
You're doing very well. Thank you. Fellow Biafrans all across the world, you are sustaining the momentum. I am encouraged. I'm very pleased to all of you for your tenacious efforts that you insist that the protest must go on. We are encouraged. We are grateful. We support you to infinity. It shows that you are not preaching on Radio Biafra for nothing. I'm pleased that all of your efforts, all the participants, those of you who believe in the restoration of Biafra, you're doing very well, and I greet all of you, East, West, North, or South. All of you should carry on what you are doing. Yes, Richard Lofo said we should not do or damage anything. My own is, if the army or the police are coming to shoot at you, take the gun away from them and break their head. That's my own announcement. Yes. Defend yourself. Do not stand by.
Yes, but I'm so sorry. What I'm telling them is they are going to adoration ground where Father Baka is conducting his prayer. I'm telling them that our people there should not be. I hope they shouldn't do anything extraordinary there. That's what I'm telling
them.
Yes,
they shouldn't. But whereby they face any stiff opposition, if their life is in danger, they should react.
Of course, that is a different thing altogether. They are going to prayer ground. That's what I'm saying. And
the zoo police and army are stupid. Do they know anything? Peaceful demonstration? No.
They are now learning their lessons now, and we are teaching them what is civility and obedience to the law.
Yes, but we cannot carry on teaching them civility when they are carrying guns. Stupid that they are. Can they know that if somebody is coming to you protesting peacefully? No ammunition, nothing, just only placards, and you're shooting at them. Is that not too animalistic as we call them the zoo? Whereby, dear friends, you face any molestation, react violently. Do not waste time, for you are human beings, and you cannot be treated like they are. They are the zoo. Treat them equally as they treat you. You are defending yourselves, and that is the only thing you can do. You are going there preaching and demonstrating peacefully, and they are carrying AK-47. That's the only thing they have, and that's the only thing they can carry. They have no brains. They shoot police, army, navy, whatever they are. They have no brains. Boko Haram are still killing people in the north as we talk, because you have no guns. That's why they have upper hands. If you are carrying guns, they run away. Look at Boko Haram. How many years have they been fighting Boko Haram? They've not been able to make any inroads on the side of Boko Haram. But because the Afghans are just demonstrating peacefully and they are carrying guns, why can't they go and face Boko Haram? Stupid, wicked entities that have no brains, including their purified leader that hasn't got any certificate and is leading a zoo. What a shame. The Afghans, you carry on what you're doing. Wherever you face any stiff opposition, crush it. You are human beings. Don't wait for anybody to come and tell you. And all of you, the few of you there who are reporting as coordinators are not doing this. Join them. No complaints. Nobody should phone here and make any complaints. You are demonstrating, you are protesting. We don't want any complaints. We don't want anybody reporting. A is happening. B is... Tell us what is happening on the spot with your videos. Evidence is, that's all we want. No complaint. If you are complaining, then that means you are not part of the protest. We don't want any dilly-dally attitude in this protest. You either join them or you are not. And if you are not joining them, don't call us here and tell us or discourage those who are making inroads. Dear friends, I say again, the momentum is sustained. You are doing very well. I appreciate it. All of you, keep doing what you're doing. Do whatever is with you and it will see you. Any human, police, navy, try to obstruct you, get rid of him. And then we will discuss it at one time. Whichever, for you are doing a great job. You yourself, you are sustaining our situation here in London. You are doing very well. Thank you. Do whatever will always protect you and guide you. Yes, wherever you are, I'm grateful to all of you. Those who are doing and making their own contributions in different ways. Thank you, Chuba, for our call back.
Thank you, Barrister. Thank you very much, and may God bless you and family. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast, and I am trying to get in touch with people in Enugu, and I don't know what's going on. They're not picking up the phone. They call on the phone, your name and where you are. Call on the phone, your name and where you are. Yes, what you are hearing now is the voice of... Yes, hello? Yes, that was the voices of people in Biafra land, of course, protesting the continued illegal detention of our people and the massacring of the Biafran people. They call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Yeah, Deputy Director, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, welcome to the program. What is happening where you are, please?
Yeah, I'm right now at Igbochi, sir. I'm Emeka Sunday.
Right, thank you very
after
much.
After Emeka Moses called, so I drove to confirm what he has said. Director, what he said is the real thing, it's truth.
Yes.
They are now at efforts, Joshua, moving towards Rumoma. As I'm speaking, I drove there, confirmed it, and they are sizable numbers. So I want to advise those of our IPV members at ECO, who the board, or precisely Joe, that wanted to join, they should prepare and get to localize Joshua and wait for them so that they can move together towards the government house, as they have said. And yes. As well, I will park my car and then join them, meet them wherever they are.
Yeah, thank you very much. And we expect you to be coming to us from time to time. And take pictures and video evidences, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And they're actually covering the events. And as well as you take them a little, I can also continue doing so.
Thank you very much. And God bless. Thank you.
Yeah. Keep it up, sir.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast and on the spot account of what is happening in Biafra land at the moment. the phone, your name, and where you are. Yes, give us your name and where you are, please. We missed it.
This is Kenichi, and I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Thank you very much.
Deputy Director, I really thank you for what you people are doing, all the whole coordinator and all the whole people working for the restoration of the Southern State of Biafra. I really appreciate and I'm glad how you people are working tremendously regarding this struggle.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And I want to advise my coordinators. They are in the Japan land. We here in diaspora, we are working hard with them. We are working together as one with them. And they should know that anything concerns freedom. Freedom is not given. Freedom is taken. You have to work, struggle for this. For once, and our director used to tell them, anything concerns freedom is not easy. Just 3 days, and they started this thing on Friday, Saturday, and it's Sunday. Some of the coordinators in Ibu actually can't be able to appear before the protesters. This is not how it used to be. They should work. They should struggle, waking up, and we know that they are trying, and with them as them I know. And our director has said this as soon as Biafra emerges as a country, as a nation, that their name will be unforgettable. Their name will be written with gold in every street of the Biafra land. They should know that it takes only half an hour to stand their name. Face the demons and make a change. And this change is for once. Immediately Biafra comes, if you want to go and sleep for 1 year, you can be able to sleep. But now we are in a struggle. I mean, we can't just maybe just, if we quit now, there's no achievement on this. Just like, you know, reaching for a sense of vision, then you stand there. It's not, they should start. We know that they're trying. They should keep on keeping on. And we are with them. And I really appreciate what you are doing here in Biafra, and we are trying everything we can do to make that everything that is concerning this problem come to a successful conclusion. They should not just try and keep on keeping on as we used to say. They should take heart and everything that concerns this problem to just make sure that everything they are working there is going normal. So at the end we shall achieve exactly what we are trying to,
yes,
to achieve.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I need to go to Biafra Land now to get on the spot account. Thank you very much from Senegal, our brother. That was his voice and very encouraging indeed. Thank you very much. Call on the phone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. They call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Wait. Hello?
Yes, hello. What is happening where you are? Are you in the protest or not?
My name is
hello. Hello. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. They are not listening, and I need to go to where the protest is going on, and I want on the spot account of what is happening in Enugu precisely. After that, I will go to Port Harcourt, or rather Igocha.
I wonder why we are being treated like slaves. After Biafra War, only more than the £20 we be no going to this. Now when you money buy a millionaire, the same on India, 9.5. Be condigo. Onye chene echiche agha umunne m maka na agha Biafra bụ ihe nkuzi ka ọwụ ya bụ umunne m chefuo na agha na agha dị njọ mana bebe na ekpere maka na Chineke nkume Israel ọ nọ n'ọrụ ya mere ọ bụ Chineke ma mmụọ ga-abụ ndị Igbo na ji ha eji atahụ o doro ewu na ọkụkọ anyanụ ebe ndị anyị ziri ka ha nọchite anyị ruru ebe a hapụzie nsogbu anyị nwere.
Hello, good afternoon, Samir.
Thank you very much. Go ahead and tell us what is happening, please. Are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm hearing you very well. Right now, we are Enugu. So, you know, I'm not too familiar with the streets and everything here. But we fought around Enugu State. But we had one problem, because when we were marching yesterday night,
before we get to 9 miles, we had an attack from unknown people. I don't really know who that person is, and they shot one of our men dead. Right now, we have deposited him his body to one mortuary here in Enugu State. But still, it did not deter us. We still marched. We stood around the Enugu State, and right now we are heading to Shoprite, where we want to go and close for the day, because a lot of people left from Abo with their food. See, this place. In fact, our legs are feeling and everything. People are just tired, and we want to at least let us just gather at a point and be close for today. That is the situation on ground now.
Thank you very much, and we will want, do you know, can you try and get the name of one of us that was shot dead, and indeed where he is from, and to arrange a meeting with the family, and in fact, tell us, in fact, what is happening there, please.
The guy is from Asaba.
Okay, so we want the name and the family and where he is from, in village he's from, and of course we want the national coordinator to arrange a visit to the family and again inform the directorate of what.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Yes, you know we are all on the move. His name, the name, as in what they said, is that the popular name they used to know him is Aboy.
Okay,
all
that
right. That is the name.
Okay.
Yes, Aboy, that is the name all of them used to know him. I believe when we get home, we'll be able to get his name, his address, and everything.
Yes.
But right now, they are calling him Aboy.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
We are all proud of you all, and we remain fearless before our enemies. Thank you very much. May God bless you all. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was our sister, and indeed on the spot account from Enugu, and we understand that they were attacked yesterday evening as they were marching to Enugu by unknown persons, and one of us was shot and killed. And we are promising the Nigerian government, of course, that no Biafran soul lost will go unpunished. It's as simple as that. And this, of course, has added to the death toll on the part of Biafrans. They have shot unarmed people who are only asking for their freedom. And we are going to respond by God's grace in a proportional, and if not, in a disproportionate way. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are live, we are direct. Caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Go ahead. Where are you calling from? What is your name? Give us on the spot account of what is happening where you are. Call on the phone, your name and where you are. Good afternoon. Where are you calling from at the moment? What is happening where you are? Your line is not very good. You will call us back. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Yes, good afternoon. What is happening where you are, please?
Police is there.
I'm aware of it. There's so much work to do here, and we are taking note of that. Thank you very much.
Okay.
The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is a live broadcast, and we are reaching live and direct from London. If anything, our people have made us proud, and the protests we continue, but there are those, of course, who have trekked, who have worked for days. They need to rest. Others should take over. The protest continues. There is no intention to retreat. There is no intention to prevaricate, and there is no contemplation, indeed, to abandon this project. This is a live broadcast, and we are reaching you live and direct from London. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? Give us your name and where you are.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Where are you calling from, and what is happening there?
Right now, I'm in Onitsha, Anambra. I come down from Lagos State because of this protest. I'm a pastor, man of God. So I want to congratulate you and thank you for what you have been doing for our people. I heard our sister reporting concerning a brother shot at Tenugu there. This is the handwork of the purified Buhari. This is his handwork. Look at a shoemaker was walking along the street trying to put sew somebody's shoe. All of a sudden, an ID card fell up from a shoemaker. And that shoemaker ID card was written with any ID, everything about that sticker is all about that ID card is as a soldier. Buhari shift all the Boko Haram members down to east and give them ID card as a soldier. All of them are parading eastern region, parading Biafra land as a soldier. My brothers, I'm talking to you now. Let our people know from town to city of Biafra, from city of Biafra to village in Biafra land, let them know that this man has sent spies over our people. As I'm talking to you now, this is what this man is doing. He's using them in disguise. So I want you to inform our people. This is the people that is shipped in this eastern region now. He's doing that attack our men along that Enugu road. It's not Nigeria police, neither maybe army. This is this illegal police and the illegal army that he shipped from Boko Haram that is doing that. But I bet Buhari, what happened to Pharaoh will happen to him. I know he's hardening his heart to defend our director, Land, Oracle of God. I want to tell you that as many that touch that man, Land, as many that lay finger on him, will die one after the other because they touch Oracle of God. They touch an instrument of God. Land is not an ordinary man. So I want to use this opportunity to speak to every man that calls himself a servant of God. Let him go into research and check if Nandi is speaking sufficiently or not standing or speaking from Bible. Are you hearing me? Hello?
Yes, go ahead, please.
So I want to all the general overseer in Biafra land, whether you are in Yoruba, whether anywhere you find yourself, you're opening Bible and you're reading through Bible. Check through and see if what land is preaching is from Bible or is not from Bible. If it is from Bible, I want you to wake up wherever you are and you call your prayer warriors to pray for indigenous people of Biafra, for this struggle to stand, for their fight to come to stand. I want you, wherever you are, I don't want to
know who you are. I am a servant of God and was called by God. I am in Europe, Greece, precisely. And God said I should come down to my land and do his work. I want to speak to every one of them. I am not fearing any one of them. In wherever they are, they should stand and speak the truth. I want to use this opportunity to call them by one by one. I stand by calling the General Overseer of Great of God Mission International in the person of what do they call his name? Paul Mwashuku. I am calling also Bishop Michael Kongo. I am calling also Prophet Anne, wherever they are, all this seed of deliverance, they should wake up wherever they are. And those that is living with me in Lagos that I have never heard their voice offer this song, they should wake up. They should wake up. They should wake up. I am speaking to the country that is supposed to stand on this struggle, on this job front. They should wake up now wherever they are. Anyone that knows that is supposed to speak politically for Biafran land to stand, Biafran nation to stand, let that person, let that president, let that country raise up now, or else God said you will visit them with earthquake. I don't know who they are. I don't know where they are. But I am speaking from God heaven. I know where they are, kicking against the resolution of Biafran. Wherever they are, if they didn't do something, God is visiting them with earthquake. And Buhari, know it that your days is numbered. Anywhere you are, know it that your days is numbered. My brother, I'm going to stop here. I will call you again, and my team is praying concerning this struggle. All through, we are praying. We are following them spiritually. So, I thank you for all you have been doing. I thank you for the enablement, the strength, and the power. I pray that God Almighty will see us through in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast, and we are live. We are direct. I'm now going to Skype to take a call there. Call on Skype. Your name and where you are.
Okuta Biama, Iwuchukwu, Chihurum Nanya, Hungary.
Yeah, thank you very much. Go ahead.
Onye nwem na Chineke. Eke kere ni gwe nala. Ogi wawu onye ina akpoku n'ubochi taa. Na aha gi bu Chukwu Okike Abiama. In your spirit creation, O Chukwu Okike Abiama. In your name. In your spirit that is in our mothers. In your spirit that is in our fathers. In your spirit that is in we the children. And in your spirit in all your children all over the world. At every ends of the world. O God, creator of heaven and earth. Chukwu Okike Abiama, creation himself, you made everything. It is from your spirit that everything comes to be. You manifest yourself in the sun, in the light we see, in the air we breathe, in the waters we drink. Your spirit run in our blood. Oh, Chukwu Okike Abiama. In the names we bear that shows that we are your children. Today, and as ever, we call on you as we declare that your kingdom of truth comes down on earth and that your kingdom is Biafra. Onye nwem Chukwu Okike Abiama. Look at the names we bear. Nnamdi. My father liveth. Kanu, you are the God of thunder. Look at our names, O Chukwu Okike Abiama. Listen to our names and you know we are your children and will bear your name. For it is said in the Second Chronicles that for them that are called by my name. For every one of you that is out there on the street, you are called by his name. Do not be discouraged. Never you let down. For you are fighting the cause of creation himself. Creation, own self. Pardon me for using himself. For I do not give, for we do not give creation a gender. But creation in his, in creation's own glory. That we have been named. That we have been called Uchenna. Meaning the thought of our Father. Uche Chukwu, the thought of creation. What creation is thinking. Oh Lord, oh Creator, just our name is a praise to you. And every time we call our name, we praise you. Chinomunso, that the Creator is closer to us and around us. Chianyi Buzo, that the Creator is ahead of us, is our leader. Chineduanyi, Chinedu, that the Creator is our leader and is leading us. Otito Derichuku, may praise and honor be to glory, O Lord. Lord, it is your name that is at stake. Today, as those who claimed to be priests, pastors, men and women of God, ministers, whatever they call themselves, what are you talking today? Are you not seeing that children of God are being shot dead on the street? Does it not touch you that children of God, your brothers and sisters, that after education, they don't have jobs? Has it not touched you that even the name that you bear, Amarachi, meaning the kindness of Chukwu Okikabiamu, that people in your village, youths, after education, are marginalized, no jobs, no hope? Why do you think they are on the street? Why do we think they are crying Biafra? For that is who they are. They want to be let alone to determine their own future, to self-determine what they want to be. For Chukwu Okike Abiama's sake, they are created to be Biafrans. They are created to invent and do something. You close their factories. You close their jobs. You take away their rights. You take everything. Oh, Creator. Oh, Creation. Your spirit manifesting everything. It is you, Creation, that we call. It is you, Chukwu Okike Abiama, that we call. It is you that makes everything. Oh, for the Western white man, if all you wanted is oil, well, you can have your oil. But the children of the Most High will have their peace, will have their peace and their freedom. Enough is enough. Chukwu Okike. Ekene Dirigi, Obinna, oh, the heart of God himself, God in God's own self. Obieze Chukwu, you are the King of God. Papandu Chukwu, Chineke, God the Creator. Chinwendu, oh God, you are the giver of life. Chinenyendu, Chijioke, God, you are the Creator. You are the one that gives. Eke Chukwu, God, the one that creates. Oh, my Lord and my God. Onyenwem na Chineke. Look at the names we bear. We are the ones that answer your name on earth. Creation himself. Creation in creation's own self. Onyenwem na Chineke, Sorom Tochukwu, come, join me, and praise God. That is what we talk in Biafranity. The coming and join in Biafranity to determine who we are as Biafrans. This is what we cry on the street. Are you not ashamed of yourself? You policeman, you soldier, when will it come to yourself that you are being used? And let me ask you, does your wife have that money to make you the food you eat today? You policeman, you army, shooting, have you paid all your children's school fees? Do they have a better future than you do? If so, well then, glory to, happy to you. And I ask you, the politician, what good does it do you that every single body in your village is just as a poor, wretched church rat? A poor, wretched church rat. What is the good? The women in your village, when you go home, you just take a bag of rice and spread. You keep them in hunger. What is good for you, for people around you without identity? They do not know who they are. They live from penury day to day. When will it come to you that you are just as dead as they are? You, who claim to be the priest of God, Ukochukwu, what are you talking about today in your church? So you do not see these young people on the street who have no future, that if you do not preach of the word of God, that your punishment will be millions of times multiplied. You will have food, but you will not have enough. You will have a wife and you will not be satisfied. Oh, that is what the church is doing. Have you not known that religion is an instrument of government? What are they doing today? Look at all the boys and girls sitting in the churches today. What are they hearing? Maiming their minds, their voices, their intention. Oh, stay there. Wait for the future. Wait for the life after time after death. Keep promising. Oh, God said he will do this for you. Type amen and one of you will get this. If one of you types amen today, you will receive a good news. So is this your God, a God of lottery? We were told that this God is God that has everything, omnipotent. So that is have, does he have to give it out like lottery? See, creation is the God that recognizes his children. In Biafranity, we are the children of Chukwokika Biama. And that is why in his name, O Chukwokika Biama, in the spirit of Chukwokika Biama that is in our father, in the spirit of Chukwokika Biama that is in our mothers, that's why we bear the name Nabuchi, Neka, Nebuchuku. That is our source. That is what Chi means for us. Where we come from, our our source, O Chukwokika Biama, we descended from you. It is your spirit, O Chukwokika Biama, that is in our fathers, Nabuchi, that is in our mothers, Nebuchuku, that it is in us, we the children of Chukwokika Biama. And in this quadrinity, Chukwokika Biama, we ask you to now show them that we are your chosen people. Aburahota rahota, ndi nchuajano no kweze, mbahu denso, ndi chineke nyeronweha, anyibu kwa ndia hapuro no rinke gimsuko, o chuku. Na, idi inso ezie, so gine di yedu mso, so gi o chuku o kike abiyama, ikere iyenine, no yinke gi na ne kanyi si atahu ebeno ne huwa sotoro. Onye wem na chineke, nubochi tata, we give you this life living sacrifice. anya ebunye gị onyinye nke a na aja nke a dị ndụ aja dị nsọ na o nwere otu nwa gị wepụtara onwe ya sị nna m were m ji chụọ aja ka alaeze gị apụta na nwa gị bụkwa na aha gị ọ sị gị nna m dị that my father liveth my father real my father Israel onye nne ọhụla consider yourself normal consider yourself that you are ogunwa wafo buru a child of God if any of these names is your children then you have given a holy birth sorom tochukwu chinom nso mmeso ọma chukwu ihe anyị chukwu there is nothing greater than God amarachi chibikem God is my power chine dum God is my leader amakachu for God is so beautiful onye nwe m okike n'onwe gị ọ bụ gị bụ chi ọma the good God ọ bụ gị bụ ihe ọma chukwu na-enye ọ bụ gị bụ izu chukwu you are the thought oh chukwu fathers where are you you give birth to holy children they have no job their future has been stolen what
yes,
is it
yes Okute we will you may cut it short and or rather we will go to Biafra land and get on the sport account and then come back go ahead please
thank you onye nwem umuchukwu atulegwu atulegwu for the creation is for you onye nwem na chineke ga edu unu duru unu anyị kwụ unu n'azụ anyị na-enuso na aha chukwu okike abiamu na mmụọ ya ga-emeghe ahụ unu open what is closed in you and living what is dead strengthen what is weak and warm what is cold in the name and spirit of chukwu okike abiamu ise
Amen. You say thank you very much, and of course you are still with me. Or have you finished with the?
I'm still with you.
Right. Thank you very much. Thank you. We will now go to, of course, Biafra land to take some calls, and then after that we'll come back to the proceedings of the day. This is Radio Biafra Live broadcast, and we are live from here in London. It is now 12:22 midday, and. In London here, and it is the same 1:22 in Biafra land. Call on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? The call on the phone.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the program. What is happening where you are, please?
Hello? Hello?
What is happening? Can Hello? You speak, please? Can you speak or I'll take another call?
Good afternoon.
Yes, what is happening where you are?
I am Brother Leo. I'm coming from Abuja.
Thank you very much. They call on the phone, your name and where you are. I don't understand what's going on here. Caller from Mozambique. Your name and...
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thank you, my friend. Yeah, my name is Chibuzo Obi from the school.
Yes, thank you very much. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, we are so happy and we are so happy.
Please,
we are completely more happy around the world.
Radio, turn the radio off and move away from it. There is too much noise in the background, please.
We are solidly behind what we are doing. Yeah, please,
Let's encourage them at home in their profession they're doing. Let's see if you can see them. They are not giving us problems. Know what is going on. I think.
Call on the phone, your name and where you are. I am talking to you. You still went on. You need to call us back. There is too much noise in the background.
Yes, sir.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes, sir. My name is Mike. I'm calling from
Mike, who?
Hello, sir.
Mike, who?
Right, I'm calling from the
Newport. Right, okay. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm one of the professors that I need to put this away now.
Sorry.
The problem was you got tired.
Sorry, what
our
happened?
Problem is
no. What
yes,
is happening?
Yes.
Are you part of the protest?
Yes, I'm part of the protest. We marched from Element Junction to what is that? Now the army people here opened their gates lock up. So we are there changing our song and to report that they start to reinforce other police members to join them. And at the time, I don't know, one man that is leading us asked us to go back. And as we are going back, they start to shoot each other, and everybody starts to run. And nobody would stop again. So everybody starts to run. They start to shoot each other, and they start to run.
The protest continues.
What?
I don't know why our people don't listen. We have said this.
I want to say something. Some people are blaming our
Can I finish?
Yes.
We have said it that when you are going on protest, you must go with a thick cloth or handkerchief and water. When there is tear gas, you need to soak that and cover your face and your nose. It's as simple as that. Our people don't listen.
Yes, sir. So we have all those things. We have all those things. But the problem is the people that are leading us. They have been more than putting confusion. The problem is also our coordinator. I spoke with our coordinator this morning.
I can't allow that. You cannot come on air and be blaming coordinators because you're marching, and then you're telling me that they are causing confusion. If you have complaints, you have to channel it to the appropriate men, not here on air. Call on the phone, your name, and where you are. This is terrible. They are not listening, and they are, of course, playing over there. This is a live broadcast. This is not a recorded one. We are proud of all IPOB family members around Biafra land and indeed around the world who have made us proud, and we are telling you that the journey has just begun. The protest continues. We, of course, recognize the fact that there are those who have worked for some days and so they need some rest. We are asking others to take over because the protests will continue until our leader Nnamdi Kanu is released. And indeed, what we are seeking for is God. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Call on the phone. Give us your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Yeah, my name is Uche Nakoma, calling from Po.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay. I want to use this opportunity to pray for our people. Can I go on?
Yes, go ahead and pray.
I can't be more than I na popo we maka umu anyi nile ndi nke na uzo ki idu akwa anaka ni kwa anaka efe kwa ha niru kwa ha na azu no we ya jo ni ro bla nke ha zubere puri meto ha mana na mamba buare ndo fi gele tata umu bi aka ro bla o umu ga fo bla ko bla no so is all how nice o ga ni stop buare na umu mbo bla no ka na la la ro o ga ni ju mi ke o ga ni ko ni la ni ne ma ni ni me lu ma na ma ndi ba ni ne ha ga ro ha ro umu wa bi aka le gbu atware ha de na atware ha ma le lu ma ha oga ni ju mi ke on tera ni de bi afara on tera ni ju wa director ana ma yo ni je ndi ani ne ma ku atire ke o ga bi ama de me jura ni ya we me ji oku o gba na fe ma ke ma ba si lehun we me ku bi ku ne ya ma le ti choma ya me tere ndi e be ti chi do e ti choga ni ru e ti choma ke du ba ni ho ma kai ne tere wa ani na bu e ti chen chogu papa oni be ni be ti choma ne tere wa ani we te bi afara bi we te bi afara bi we te bi afara chukwu o ka bi ama ina lo gbe ki me jura ni ya ka ka se yo ge na ha chukwu o ki ke bi ama onye kra ni.
He said, thank you very much.
Olum BBC Onyigbo. We are Biano. Mokene Prophet BBC Onyigbo. Serai Kenixin. Mokwamu BBC Onyigbo. Chief Okowa. Mokene Prophet BBC Onyigbo. Devu Mai. Mokwamu Prophet BBC Onyigbo. Ben Ajade. Mokwamu Prophet BBC Onyigbo. Ifa Yugwanyi. Buruburu. One prophet BBC on you go. He can't put a mother. Is it one name working? For can a BBC on you go? It is wonder. Go be easy. For can a prophet BBC on you go? Yes, on weekend. Reverse. For can a prophet BBC?
This is still Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and I will go back to the Skype line. I don't know whether Okute is still there. Okute, are you hearing me? No, it appears it's not there anymore.
Double and Kalami and Burama, Age Butia, above the Hurumba BBC, a Kenike Kenem Omonibo, Biafra Maka, Iba Maka, Onya Puribo, Sin of Fuim Madu.
Hello?
Call out on the phone, your name and where you are.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
This is a letter of the Chimney. This is a letter of the Chimney.
Yes, thank you very much.
We are on the protest. We are on the protest marching from enemy junction to Bowie Camp. Then soldiers surrounded us. And some people who were at the back, we are pushed back. So it was only the people in the front that got moving. So the soldiers blocked the road. That we couldn't process our way to go to Rumona. So we are marching to Rumona. They just held us and blocked us. So the coordinator who was leading us now went to them to have one-on-one word with them. They doesn't want us to move, to go front. They doesn't want us to go back. So as I am talking to you, we have been there protesting. So the next thing now, the committee now decided that we should go back, and when we now move back, we now started shooting together, we now started smoking out. So, and as I'm talking to you, one of our men is down, he has been taken away by the police. So, that is just the protest for this moment. So, we are planning to recruit once again and come back again soon. So, my name is Emeka Moses Chimezuri, giving you this report from Port Harcourt.
Thank you very much. And are you saying one of us is down, or they took the person away? What happened? No, he's not hearing me. I, of course, need some confirmation on that. But there is no retreat, there is no surrender. The protest continues. Until what we are looking for is God. Until what we seek is God.
President, move back. I vote in the house. Move back. Get by the people with that. Ogo Sion and the Achogian. Chine Kenyaraya Kakai Muru Wainala. Panambobu Nanugi Dogo. Wegavaja. Umibu. Matanu Nogwa Hebiwela. Makambwele Charanya. Ndichirayana. Mbumecha Bia Repeat with class. Ogo Sidi Hedi Ebiwela Chime.
caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
I'm Mother Abuchi's house.
Yes, where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Bo.
Right, thank you very
much. I'm assistant coordinator in Igwe Rigabon. I'm on ground to assist my people.
Thank you very much.
Well, we have participated fully on the demonstration.
Yes.
We went to Harbor, from Harbor down to Oka, where I get injured. But I want to take it to one of the chemists there.
You got injured. What happened? What happened?
The injury is that I hit my leg on the stone. So our demonstration, they went to Enugu, where I come back to Mbo. But I'm trying to go Enugu to go and feed them there. They are bring them some food and water to go and fish in there. The people, they are very tired. They called me that they are very tired.
Yes. Thank you very much, my brother. And I hope your injury is not too much. I hope it's not that
serious. No, it's not too much. It's not too much.
Right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, render whatever help you can. We appreciate your effort. We appreciate your contribution. And may God bless you and bless your family and indeed IPOB families around the world. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Call on the phone your name and where you are on the spot account, please. Next caller, your name and where you are.
Hello, Victor. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon from here.
My name is Ezigbo. I'm calling from Russia.
Thank you very much. What is happening where you are?
There is nothing. But I'm only want to appreciate you what you are doing for us. We all dear friends.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please.
Okay. May God be with you. And our director Dan Kano and the others, our leaders of Jeffers.
Amen. And you too. And of course, all these things are being done by principal officers of state, directorate of state, and indeed IPOB families around the world and in Biafraland in particular. So everybody has contribution to make, including you yourself. And so when we are praying, we pray for all of us. Thank you very much.
Okay, sir.
Thank you and God bless.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Call on the phone, your name and where you are. On the spot account, where are you calling us from and what is happening there, please?
Hello, how are you calling us from?
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, welcome to
I'm
the program.
I'm calling from Igwacha.
Yeah, thank you very much. Go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead, please.
My brother will pull up to do that protest for Bayelsa. And they look for my brother. So I never see him. Hello.
Good afternoon, sir.
What is your name?
My name is Ngozi Obi. I'm calling from Igwacha.
Thank you very much.
I'm a member of IPOB.
Thank you. Thank you. The first person that spoke to us that said he was looking for his
brother. That's my husband.
And he didn't say his name. Anyway, go ahead.
The first person is my husband. Then they went to Biafra on that Friday. They followed for that protest on Friday. It's his younger brother.
Yes.
They hold them as a Ujama side. So later on, they carry all of them put inside trailer. Collected their food, everybody. They collected their food. See, now they never collect their food. Even the younger brother that followed them to that place, you have not seen the guy. See, now I'm telling you. His name is Hiten Nobi. He's from Imo State.
Yes, we are taking note, and I expect the zonal coordinators and the national coordinator to do something about it. It is good that you are bringing this to our knowledge, and we are asking the national coordinator and the zonal coordinators to, of course, collect the names of all our people who are not here with us, who are not with us. We are taking note, and we thank you for that. Of course, I will advise that you go through the zonal coordinator and indeed through the national coordinator so that they will get all these together for us at the directorate.
So we have called the zonal coordinator. He sent some people to Bayelsa today to go and investigate for police stations, whether it's among those people that they arrested.
Okay. So, and
they went up to three police stations there. They have not seen him. Even as I'm telling you now, they are not yet back.
Who are not yet, the people that you sent, right?
Sir?
The people that you sent to go to police station are not yet back.
Yes, they are not yet back. They are coordinated around the attack zone. That's where we are staying.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. And the zonal coordinators and national coordinators are taking note. We want to find out what happened to our people who protested in Bayelsa 2 days ago and or 3 days ago, as the case may be. Yes, 2 days ago. And every other places that we have incidents. We want, of course, to collect the information and to act appropriately. I am on air now and I may not say much, but thank you very much. We have taken note of it. Thank you.
Okay, sir. His name is Richard Mobi. We have not seen him till now. If anything happened to him, Buhari and his family, all of them will die.
No Biafran soul lost in this protest will go unpunished. It's as simple as that. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, sir. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. And of course, the IPOB families around the world were, of course, embark on important projects. We need to establish trust funds to take care of those who, in one way or the other, are injured or who lost their lives in active service for Biafra. We have to establish trust funds, and that will be taken care of by the directorate in collaboration with continental reps, national coordinators, and zonal coordinators. But we need accurate information on what is happening at the moment, including our people, accurate statistics in regarding our people who are injured, regarding our people who lost their lives, and regarding our people who in one way or the other are still missing. We want to reiterate the fact that the International Criminal Court is aware of what is happening in Biafraland and in different parts of the zoo called Nigeria. But you must do us a favor. I have to continue to repeat this. Every IPOB family member who go to this protest or who went for this protest or who are yet to go for the protest, you owe us a duty. You need to video everything you see. You need to snap everything you see, especially from the side of the security agents, that we will be able to act appropriately. Call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, welcome to the program. Where are you now and what is happening there?
I'm Wore Christian by name. Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
I'm in Abakiliki here at Biafraland. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Have said go ahead. We are listening to you. Go ahead.
All right. I must commend to you on your work and everything that you're doing for us here.
Yeah? My people, all their friends, woman that grows, everybody go. My people, all their friends, woman that grows, everybody go. Woman that grows, everybody come.
Okwonyi Molorana North, Okiro Binaka.
And at this juncture, we are going to have a break and come back in next couple of minutes or around an hour time. We are going to have a break and come back. Thank you very much. And we are going to continue with the coverage of the mega protests in Biafra land.
Manamahano, eh? Awasa him. O bonus him to Poma Cabiafra. Nakawa Kokana Kohakoe. Manonesino Sugi. Emeta August. Or the family for any Kuma Kubudia. The power of the Most High God overshadowed me. To tell the Afrans that they are the Israelites and did not belong to the Egyptians. And the time has come. But the question is, who is that Moses?
Shut up.